The Osgood File, sponsored by Dealer Services. A Dealer Services warranty will protect your vehicle every day. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. British authorities are releasing more details now about the alleged plot to bomb transatlantic flights. Why are the British, who are usually loath to release details of terrorism investigations, so willing to talk about this one? Because there are people who doubt that it's real. More after this from Charlie. The British rarely release a lot of evidence before trial. Their laws are much stricter than ours about that kind of thing. But the London authorities have a problem. Skeptics who think they're making it up. To Britain's large Muslim population, the names of the suspects in the foiled airline plot don't sound like foreigners, they sound like neighbors. Instead of heads-up police work, many law-abiding Muslims see a government conspiracy. And that's a problem, because without the cooperation of the Muslim community, investigations like this would be impossible. So British authorities want to make it clear that this is real. Now, Islam is not alone in having renegades. The Catholic Church had its child abuse scandal. Renegade Mormons still cause occasional polygamy eruptions in rural Utah. Fundamentalists have their radical homophobes demonstrating at military funerals. But Islam's problem is that its renegades are led by educated Muslims who publicly embrace terrorism as a religious duty. Law-abiding Muslims in Britain may be tired of seeing police swarming their neighborhoods. But there is one thing that would be even worse for Islam, and that is if another one of these plots actually succeeded. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, August 22nd, 2006.